Okay, when, well, who was the first person that you ever had a significant relationship with of a different ethnicity or race?
I mean,
if
I,
ever.
I have some good friends. I mean, people, I was in their wedding, they were mm-hmm. in my wedding. You know, I have especially one really, really good friend that we've been friends since first grade. I knew her before school because her dad was a big farmer and my dad used to do work for them. So, and we're still, you know, really good friends. I would say beyond her, I look back, I'd say other people are associates that were cordial. But, you know, friends are like when you need some, you call them up and you know you can get it and mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Those kind of friends only come sometimes once in your life. Yeah, they're rare. Based on that person and that girl, young woman in your life, how did that change your view of the people of that particular race?
Well, it didn't, because she was the exception. I had, while she was like that, I had so many other people that validated pretty much my opinion of white people.
Okay. Thinking back to that time, how has your view of some other races evolved since then?
I think having gone through some just maturity, life experiences, I've kind of come to the realization that people are really more alike than they are different, especially when you come to those, you know, those life-changing events, death, cancer, when you go through those common denominators, race is not such a big glooming issue. So, I mean, I guess in that way, I've kind of grown some, because I just grew up with race. It was like every day I got up and put it on and left the house, and now it's still there, but it's not flashing neon sign.
It's an interesting way to put it.
Because
I
was constantly,
and it
was because I always felt like I was constantly reminded of that.
Right.
Right.
Of who you are.
Yeah.
This is your place. This
in
is
every
where you're supposed
to be. Yeah.
That's a very good analogy.